Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, Jim is looking for a second date update with a lady named Ariel. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, man.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. We always appreciate the brave ones who are willing to come on second date update and put themselves out there.
Well, I appreciate you guys helping me out. Like, you know, I just kind of want to know what went wrong. I mean, Ariel's a really nice girl. We met back in March on Match because, like, you know, after all this COVID stuff, I'm just like sick of being stuck inside and just ready to just get back out there again and, you know, try to help support the economy the best I can, like there going out on a lot of dates, actually, you know, it's been kind of fun.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, like just hitting a few restaurants in the OTR to Oakley and, you know, like I said, just trying to help out these small businesses, keep them going.
Love that.
Yeah. Everybody seems to be trying to get out and have fun, but it's a little weird sometimes. You know, there's lots of scared people. There's plenty of people who didn't want to even go on dates. And
right. It
stinks, but it's unfortunate. Some people are, like, living in fear, but that's what it is. And, like, I totally get it and respect it. But, like, me, I would say I gotta get out there and try to get back to as much normal and as I could. So I meet Ariel out for lunch, eat outside, patio dining, like, just really nice day, beautiful, like, salad and, like, bread. It was, like, great conversation, real easy. I mean, she's just so nice and just so sweet.
How can she not be? Her name is Ariel, for crying out loud.
Right. I know.
I immediately think of the chick from Footloose.
Exactly.
Oh, she was a little cray, right? I always think Preacher's about the daughter. Little mermaid, right? Is that what you were thinking?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, she must be super sweet.
Yeah. Sing, girl, sing!
Sorry, Jim.
By all means. I mean, I just think I can't like speak well enough of her. I mean, she's just respectful, polite, kind, just nice to everyone in the restaurant. She just seems so comfortable and just cool, so open and honest, and just telling me a little bit about her history and dates that she'd been on and things like that. And just like, it just totally felt comfortable with her, you know?
That means everything. You don't have that, what do you have?
A job interview, basically.
Pretty much.
You know? So like, it was going well, and I felt so comfortable. Like, I was starting to talk more about myself and things that maybe wait a couple of dates in to talk about, but I just felt like really comfortable and that like there was no judgment. So I hope I didn't scare her off by thinking like she was that comfortable and cool, but maybe I did say something. I don't know, but I think she's definitely worth getting back in touch with and trying to find out what's wrong. So here I am trying to see if you guys can help me because
sure. You know, how did the date end? I mean, could you get a sense of what the energy felt like between you when you said goodbye?
I was about to So at the end, you know, I just like as dumb, just walked her to her car. Like we exchanged a hug. You know, like obviously with COVID, everybody's like a little bit standoffish. So the fact to even hug was great. Yeah. And said like I'd like to see her again, and she told me to message her, and we'd set it up. And now, not a single return for the messages.
Okay.
So
are you still communicating through Match, or do you guys, I'm not sure how you were communicating, if you were texting or how that
Well, we started on the app, and then after a little bit and, like, just planning the date and everything, we moved on to messaging, but she's not responding to either one, and I didn't want to, like, blow her up on either one.
Yeah.
You know, if she wasn't responding, I don't know, maybe, I mean, obviously with, like, COVID, there could be something bigger going on. I just like, I hope not, but like, you know.
Yeah, see, that would be me. I would be so paranoid that if the person wasn't getting back to me, that they were sick and incapacitated and weren't able to contact me.
Because it would never occur to you that you were being blown off.
Of course not. Please.
I mean, why would they blow me off?
There has to be some sort of majorly dramatic thing. But then, of course, that would mean that I have been exposed.
Oh, boy.
And so, yes, I would be running out and getting a test. But that's just me.
Yeah, well, and I think, like, I mean, I'm worried that she could be. But at the same time, I think because we've been out, that she would at least let me know.
Yeah, please.
But you would hope. But if she's on a ventilator.
Oh, gosh.
Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I didn't even think about it. Yeah. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's something much more.
Hopefully it's just food poisoning or something.
Jeez, let's hope not.
I'm saying something less than being on a ventilator.
I know. We're not wishing this on her.
Oh,
we're
God,
just,
no.
But if she was, it would mean it wasn't you.
Yeah, I mean, so there would be some, you know, relief in that, I suppose.
True.
She's so nice. I just hope that it's, you know.
Yeah, nothing bad happened to her.
Yeah, like that I had a big piece of salad in my teeth and she just didn't tell me.
Well, I don't think that's in her character to judge you on a big piece of salad in your teeth.
Can you, I mean, I hope you guys can find out, and I hope it's, like I said, I hope she's doing all right.
Absolutely. This is what we do. We will call her. We got to take a break first, though, but we'll call Ariel and see what she thought of you and her lunch date with you next as we continue with Second Date Update right here. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Jim met Ariel on Match, and after talking for a while, they finally met up, did a lunch date. Jim's been out there dating. You know, there's only so much. I know hermits. I know homebodies that were like, they got to a point during the shutdown where they were like, I got to get out of the house.
I need
like, you know, you've
people.
Been quarantined for a while when you got the hermit saying, let me out. And that was kind of Jim's deal. He was ready to get out there and start dating again. I know a lot of people are still kind of hunkered down even now. But look, if there's a way to socially distance, if we got to wear a mask, do whatever we got to do. He's been out there dating. He meets Ariel and he'd like to see her again. She's so nice. He kept saying how nice and sweet, super cool she is.
He wants to be part of her world.
You know
I get
what?
That song from the movie.
That's
hey,
right.
After the way he described her. It's understandable. So, I don't know. Unless there's anything else, Jim, that we need to know before we make the call, hope she's okay.
You know, no, I mean, if there's anything else you want me to tell you about her, but she, like I said, she's just really sweet. And with the number of dates I've been going out on, like, she just stands out as just like a really true, sweet, genuine person.
With a name like Ariel, she has to be.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Ariel?
Yeah.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
I'm okay. Hi.
How are you? Are you a fan? Do you ever get to hear our show?
I never thought I would get a call from you guys.
Well, listen, we were talking to somebody about you, or they were talking about you to us. And
oh, no.
I don't know. After the way they described you, we kind of wanted to meet you.
Well, who called you about me?
Jim. You guys went and had lunch. You met on Match.
Yeah.
What? What is that? Yeah. What does that mean?
That was quite the exhale. I'm glad you picked that up.
Well, he was a nice enough guy. You know, he's just a little too, I don't know, free thinking for me.
Too free thinking?
Hmm. I don't know. Well, okay. Because he told me he's been going on like 4 or 5 dates a week, which is a lot of dating. But whatever, the more dates you go on, like the more likely you are to meet someone who's a good match for you.
Yeah.
So, right.
I don't know. Even though that made me like a little uncomfortable, I get it, but.
Uncomfortable why? Because of COVID?
Yeah. And even that, like, even without coronavirus, that's like a lot in a week.
Oh.
It's like a lot, you know.
Well, a lot of us don't have much else going on. You know what I mean?
I mean, back in Fritchie's day, that was any given Thursday night.
Yeah.
So, but whatever. That's fine. Like, it's just like, next. I get it. But
listen, he got hung up on you. That's what's so great about this.
He picked you.
No, I get it. And that's great. He's a really nice guy. It's just, he kept talked about a lot of stuff. And he said when he was married, his wife was the rep for Pure Romance. And that he would take her inventory and throw parties for his guy friends. Like, he'd have these parties and a bunch of guys would play with the toys and place orders. And he told me all these details about his bestsellers and what guys were into more so than the women. And I guess he made a lot of money doing that. So, I don't know.
I didn't know they had guy reps.
They don't.
They
usually.
Don't. That's what he said. It was his wife.
It was his wife.
He was kind of doing it under the table sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. This was an under the table thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he was selling this. Like, he talked a lot about all that stuff and, like, all his products. And I don't know.
That made you feel uncomfortable?
Well, it was kind of too out there. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really into that kind of stuff to begin with. So talking about it like he did really isn't my thing. Maybe I'm just, like, too much of a prude for him.
Let me ask you this. Would it have been different if you knew him longer? Like, maybe it was a little too much too soon. Maybe if you had gotten to know the guy, you felt safe around him, it wouldn't have been so, this is weird.
If he's really into it, it's just not my thing. Really.
Hi, my name's Jim, and I would like to introduce you to my friend, Bob.
Well, I would love to have been a fly on the wall. I mean, I've been to that, you know, we've been to pure romance parties. I would love to see a room full of men just passing them around.
Well, look at that. It's got a suction cup on the bottom.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, but I know a lot of women, you know how they sell like that that coochie cream for shaving?
Yes.
A lot. That's like one of the selling points when you go to the parties usually is that, oh, my husband loves it.
It just so happens I have my husband on Zoom chat right here, ladies. Say hello.
Hello.
I gave it a thumbs up.
I get what she's saying, though. Is that first date talk material? Or maybe she's just feeling like you're saying, Jeff. Like,
or is
maybe
this just uncomfortable dialogue for might, you, yeah. Period?
Yeah. And also, like, if you want to talk about, if that's your lead conversation, then it's like, oh, well, this is, I guess this is it then. You know, we kind of went 0 to 60 and that's,
yeah.
We weren't there yet. Like, we were still on, like, how many brothers and sisters do you have? Like, that's where we were, you know? It wasn't like, do you have any food allergies?
No, right. I sell sex toys to my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, if you listen to our show, we have Jim on the line. Jim is hearing everything that you're saying right now. And Jim, what made you lead with that?
Well, first of all, like, we were just, like, talking, and we were talking about, like, different things we've done in the past. And, you know, we were just having a regular conversation, and I made mention of it, and then as soon as I started to say it, I realized I couldn't just kind of stop there.
No.
I just had to explain myself. Like, oh, yeah, hold on. I know that sounds bad, but let me explain it to you. And it turned out to be lucrative. And I didn't mean to creep you out. I just didn't want to say, oh, yeah, my mentioned in one sentence that I had been married. And then the next sentence that my wife used to work for Pure Romance. And then just leave it at that. So I guess maybe just started, like, vomiting out words and just told her the whole story instead of...
Yeah, but I don't know how you go from I was married once to I was married and, like, took over my wife's business on the side. And I don't know. Like, yeah. It's a jump. You could just leave it at I was married once. You know, like...
I was married.
Yeah.
Everyone's got, like, old relationships. So none of that really is a surprise, but... I don't know. I'm worried that I would be too boring for you moving forward, so I just feel like
you were so wonderful on that date. I can't imagine you being boring. You were so sweet. I didn't even realize that I was, like, freaking you out or, like, making you feel uncomfortable, which I'm so sorry for. But hearing you, I don't want to convince you, of something you sound pretty sure of, but, I mean, if there's any chance.
You're a really great guy. This is hilarious that we're on Jeff and Jen. Like, this is just awesome. I just don't think that it's going to work.
Are you not still selling the stuff now, are you, Jim?
Not at all, but hearing it from Ariel's side, I'm so sorry.
Sorry for freaking you out.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. Like, I mean, I watch 50 Shades of Grey movies and stuff like that, and those are hilarious. So it's like, I was sort of giggly the whole time you were talking, honestly.
I get it. I am so sorry. Like, you know.
No, it's cool.
I find you're being a good sport
really
about
nice
it. Like,
you guys are funny.
I know. Yeah.
They need to go out.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to go out on one more date? And Jim promises he won't mention any sex toys.
I'm good. He's so nice. The thing is, like, I'm always going to be waiting for, like, that moment where he pulls out the whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like,
when you hear bzzz.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, I'm good.
Now Fritz is freaking her out.
Well, I wish you both all the best. I think you both sound like great catches to me.
Agreed. And Jim, thank you for coming on Second Date Update and putting yourself out there.
All right, guys. You guys have a nice day.
You too.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
And Ariel, thank you for taking the call and for being such a good sport.
You too. You too. Take care.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. If you need our help with a second date update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.